here on a Saturday morning. Time for the Seagull segment as Greg Wyatt joins us. 33-20, the win over Riverdale last night. And, Coach, I guess you get through the game and the playoffs to this point, proving that you're the best in 7AAA. You've had to beat everybody twice.
Yeah, I think we're going to get another district plaque to put up. You know, seven district and seven AAA district champs the second time.
Well, it's obviously something's wrong. I mean, I'm not going to go there and get all negative on that, but, you know.
It is what it is. I've been on record about it, and, you know, you got to play who they put in front of you. It's been a hard row. It's been a very physical 3 weeks.
That's been the point about it, though.
Kids.
It's been so physical.
It has. It's been the last 2 weeks especially have been just brutal. They have been very physical football games. There's been a lot of huge licks laid. You know, we're dinged up a little bit, but you know, we're gonna line up Friday night, baby, and we're gonna unload the gun, shoot every bullet we got.
Well, you know that when you play an opponent, you're gonna get their best shot. But you know, 7AAA football better than anybody. I mean, the teams that play in 7AAA, you know that it's nothing against you, but you're gonna get Riverdale's best lick. You're gonna get Blackman's best lick, Oakland's best lick. I mean, that's gonna happen.
It is, especially when you know
you're gonna deliver some too.
When you end up winning the district and you end up, you know, you're 12-0, you know, you've beaten people and run the clock on them a little bit and those types of things, you're gonna get their best shot.
Coach, obviously I guess the big question looming, and I doubt that there's any more news today than we actually had last night, but your quarterback, Brent Stockstill, went out of the game in the fourth quarter. Have anything you want to say about that?
Don't know anything yet. I'm supposed to be getting an MRI this morning, and I'll talk to him as soon as we get done here to find out how things are going. He talked to Dr. Johns last night. I know this, if there's air in his lungs and there's not a bone sticking out, he's going to try to play Friday night. He is a tough, tough individual. He's a great competitor. And, you know, if there's any possibility that he can play Friday night, he'll play.
Well, I can tell you this, that I know that if there's anybody that can get him ready to play, it's Dr. Johns.
There's no doubt about that. He's probably one of the best in the business. You know, if I've got something wrong, he's worked on just about every family member, including me and my family, and there's probably nobody in the medical profession I'd probably trust more than I trust him.
It is amazing what Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is able to do. Dr. Johns, Dr. Jordan, the whole team. I mean, we really have it in that aspect very, very well here.
Got it very well. They do a great job. And, you know, Dr. Johns has been around forever in this town. He's done so many things for people, you know, for kids that people don't really even know about. And he doesn't want people to know about it, you know. And Dr. Jordan's the same way. You know, Dr. Jordan helped out with Tay last week and really took care of Tay last week for us. And, you know, Dr. McKissick's on the sideline a lot of times. And, you know, I think the world of those guys. They're all about high school athletics in our county, and our kids and families are spoiled with these guys.
It's a luxury.
It is.
Other places don't have that kind of experience.
We've got they're all great. They're great to work with. They're, you know, they don't mind contacting you. They'll call you back. You know, they do it for the kids, and I truly, especially Dr. Johns. I mean, he is all about kids, and there's not a more spiritual man on earth than him, and I just, you know, I can't say enough about him.
I remember one time, and I don't know how long ago it's been, don't know what year, don't know what kid, but I remember driving by the old Murfreesboro Orthopedics that was over on by the old hospital.
Right, right.
And it was late at night. I'm not sure why I even cut through that way, but it was after a game, and I knew that there was an injury, and the light was on.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there. He would always take kids in. You know, that's just back before TOA formed, and yeah. It was a little bit more small townish. But you could walk in the back door over there anytime and you know, have him look at you and diagnose you and you know, treat you and do whatever he needed to do. You know, that's the kind of business that he ran, and you know, I've just got a lot of respect for him.
Greg, the football is a physical game. I mean, that's just part of it, I guess.
It is. It's a violent game. It's a physical game. It's injuries are going to happen. You know, when they do, the next man's got to step up and be ready to go. And that's, you know, we preach that to our kids all the time. We talk about depth. We try to develop depth. And we're going to try to do that. You know, Dakota Crane did a great job coming in last night, especially on that drive and finishing the score for us. That was a big score in the ball game. You know, Brent got a huge first down. You know, first thing he asked me afterwards was, did we get the first down? You know, because that's what he was trying to do when he got injured. Dakota did a great job coming in and finishing the drive and scoring, and he did a great job coming in and managing the ball game for us there at the end of the game.
Well, you've got a lot of people don't get to hear those small stories, and that's one reason why I enjoy doing this show, because, I mean, a kid who just goes down on the sidelines is hurt somehow, and what are they thinking about? They're thinking about whether they got the first down.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about the character.
Well, this is the type of kid he is that when things got settled down a little bit and I saw him down there on crutches and I went down there to ask him how he was doing, the first thing he said to me was, "I'm sorry, coach." You know, so that says a lot about him.
Well, I tell you what, you've got a lot of those young men, and I was obviously very, very happy to see Tay Martin able to go. And that just goes to show, you don't know. I mean, last week it looked like it was going to be one of those things he probably couldn't play for a week or two, or maybe not again.
We tell him every night before we go out, you better play it like it's your last one, because you don't ever know. And, you know, it hits home with some of them. We've got some, you know, we got some that are just, they're surviving on athletic tape and ace bandages right now. Zach Underwood owns a wing at TOA after this year. His mom and daddy are so tired. You know, he's played with a broken wrist all year long. His back and his knees are bummed up. Last week he tore a tendon in his elbow and got a brace on it, and he went back and played last night. I mean, he's got more guts than a lot of kids that I've ever seen play football. He don't ever complain about anything, you know, but you don't ever hear about him because he plays offensive line. And he's got as much guts as Brent Stocksell does. I mean, we've got a lot there like that. Damian Clark rolls an ankle last night, walks off the field, gets on the bike, gets it taped up, and gets back in the game. You know, Tyler Walton rolls an ankle last night, and we're not sure about his status right now, so we're trying to, you know, we want to make sure that he's ready to go for next week. So, you know, we're a little bit nicked up and banged up, and we got kids right now that are playing on basically adrenaline and heart.
Well, that can get you a lot of places, and it's gotten Siegel High School to the first ever semifinals. And
yeah.
I know that that's another notch in the belt, another notch in the goal, but that's not the goal here for the Siegel Stars this year.
No, it's not the goal. We need, you know, we're going to play a semifinal game against probably one of the most, you know, honored and I guess tradition-rich programs in the state of Tennessee and Maryville. And that's a great privilege and a great challenge for us as a team to bring them in here. And they're a class organization. If anybody knows Coach Quarles, he's nothing. He's one of the great guys in our business, and I think a lot about him. We need the people in our community to show up. You know, our program has been on the downs for 7 or 8 years. In the last 2 years, these kids have worked their tails off. They have fought. They you know, they're doing everything right over there at Siegel High School. And there's still room in the stands to sit last night, and I'm disappointed about that. And I'm going to call some folks out. You know, people complain about, well, your program's not no good, yak, yak, yak. Or they're going to say, well, we're going to come watch you if you play Maryville, or when you play Maryville. You don't know when or if you're going to get to play another ball game. And you know, if you're in the Siegel community, you need to come out and support these kids, because I'm telling you what, they're laying it on the line every week for that school. And I expect that place to be filled next week. You know, it should make a difference what the weather is. These kids deserve better than what they got last night in the quarterfinal game. I was very disappointed in that.
Well, you do see the support from other coaches and things of that nature. Once the season is done, you know, they come out and support and all that kind of thing. And that's what fans should really do. And I know that, you know, you've got your school, you're a fan of that school, But now here's the representative from your county with a chance to play in a state championship game. Gosh, where else would you want to be?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and our fans are spoiled. And I'll tell you this, the Riverdale fans are spoiled, you know. I hear him yelling at Coach 8 a lot last night. I can't believe that you would yell at a guy who's been as successful over there as he's been. He doesn't do anything but get you in the quarterfinals and the semifinals just about every year. He's had one down year over there since he's been there. You know, those folks over there need to understand, you know, what happened in the early 2000s is probably not going to ever happen around here again. The talent pool is too thin. You know, there's not going to be a dominant team in our district like that. There's too much competition. The teams are better than they were back then, and those days are not going to happen. And you know, they don't need to be down on him. He does a great job over there. I think the world of him. He's been nothing but nice to me, and he put out a great product last night. His kids fought tooth and nail last night. They did a great job. I'm telling you what, Dylan Woodruff is one heck of a competitor, man. I think, you know, he just turned around and said, jump on my back, boys, and let's go. I mean, he made some plays last night on fourth down that, you know, normal human beings probably shouldn't make. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for that kid, too. I know he's a great youngin.
Well, you know, this thing of high school football has been really good to Rutherford County over the years. And, Greg, I haven't been able to look it up, and I've got to just spend some time doing it. But this is our 20th year of the Coaches Show, and I worked with Mr. Jordan starting back in the early 90s. And I can only remember one or two Friday nights after Thanksgiving that we were not doing a football game for somebody.
Yeah.
And this is another one.
It is. Somebody sent out an email or a tweet or something about it this week that since 1997, I think there's been a team from Rutherford County in the Final Four every year, but maybe once. I'm not real sure. But, you know, our county's spoiled. We got good football here. We've got good coaches. We got great schools. I mean, it's just – this is a great place to live. There's no doubt about it. This is just a great place to live and – you know, the athletics in our town are off the chart. They're better than anywhere else in the state of Tennessee. As a group and as a whole, it's so competitive. You know, if you're a sports person, this is a great place to live.
Greg Wyant is our guest this morning talking about Siegel football. Speaking of somebody saying, jump on my back, boys, let me carry you, Denzel Harding had a heck of a night last night, and you know, our sideline reporter, Rafferty Cleary, was down there and was talking to some of the guys about him and what makes him a leader. And he's not the vocal leader, but he's one that you want to follow. And that's what they said last night.
At times he's vocal. At times he can be vocal. But most of the time he does what's right. I mean, he's going to do it 100%. He ran the ball as hard as I've seen him run last night. I was so proud of the way he ran the football last night. I mean, he had people on his back carrying him 2 or 3 yards. And, you know, the kid don't weigh very much at all. He's 170 pounds, probably soaking wet in sweats. But he ran hard last night. He caught the ball out of the backfield well. You know, I guess he had probably close to 250 yards of total offense last night. And I'm proud of the way that he. I mean, you got to have that. You got to have that if you're going to be successful. We're fortunate. We've got weapons at pretty much every position on offense that we can get the ball to and somebody can do something with. And when one of those weapons goes down, somebody else has got to step up and got to take on that much more load. And he did a great job of doing that for us last night.
4 touchdowns in the game last night. One big catch for a touchdown and 3 rushing touchdowns. So an awesome night for Denzel Harding. We want to highlight him from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance this morning as our player of the game in the game last night. Coach, the next task, it's the Maryville Rebels. And to me, they kind of come in with the mystique that maybe the Riverdale teams of the 90s and early 2000s had, and back-to-back state championships and all. But you've been on the other side of that. You know what that's like. You hear a lot about it. Kids hear a lot about it. There's a lot of talk. It's a quality football team, but it's not like you haven't played quality all year long.
No, I mean, there's There's no doubt about that. You know, like I said earlier, man, what a great tradition they have up there. It's a class program. It's a great challenge and a great opportunity for us to play them. On Thanksgiving weekend. We're not scared. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of anybody. I'll take this team and I'll go play the Tennessee Titans if we got to. I love this football team like that. I think they're competitive enough that they're ready to take the challenge on. One way or the other doesn't make any difference. You know, a lot of times our motto is put the ball down. Just put the football down and we'll go play. You know, it doesn't make any difference who it is. And they may wax us up one side of the field and down the other. I don't know, but we ain't going to be scared. We're going to load the gun up and we're going to go shoot every bullet we got this weekend, and we're not going to leave nothing to be ashamed about, and we're not going to leave anything left on the football field. I promise you that.
They do have the Prevo kid who seems like he's been playing forever. I think he's only a sophomore.
Just a junior.
Or junior, right? Yeah.
Thank gosh.
He does. He is maybe their biggest weapon, I guess.
Him and they've got two quarterbacks, and both the quarterbacks are pretty solid. They've got a junior quarterback that starts for them that plays quite a bit, and they've got a sophomore that comes in that is probably a little bit more, probably a little bit better runner than the other guy is. But they're pretty solid. They don't make mistakes. That's the thing that, and they keep pressure on you the entire ball game. And that's one of the things that makes them so successful is they understand that, you know, they can't make mistakes. We made some mistakes last night that we got away with. We turned the ball over three times. That can't happen. We've got to go this week and work on ball security because they're not going to make mistakes. We've got to go in and we've got to play the best that we can possibly play on all cylinders. We got to get off to a great start, and we got to turn it around and keep pressure on them if we can.
You know that they remind me a lot of Ron Crawford's Brentwood teams. I mean, they never made mistakes. They didn't hurt themselves.
Right.
They didn't turn the ball over. Didn't have an excessive number of penalties when he was there. They're very similar in that aspect.
Right, they are. They are, they do a great job. Coach Quarles and the staff do a great job. He's got a lot of experience on the staff up there. So it is what it is. We're gonna come out guns blazing next week, and we're gonna leave it all on the field. You know, I know our staff will do a great job this weekend. We're undermanned as a staff in our county. I've got seven varsity coaches. We probably got three less than anybody else in the county. I can't be any prouder of those guys. They work their tails off week in and week out. And they've done a good job. Steve Matthews does a great job with the offense. And, you know, he's a mad scientist. Every day he's got something else going on over there. And Coach Guthrie's done a great job with our offensive line. He challenged them last week. They hadn't been playing very well the last couple of weeks, and he challenged them last week. And I think we had some kids step up. Jacob Schultz, I believe, played well last night. I think Shane McKnight stepped up and played well. And those two kids got challenged last week, and I'm proud of their fight last night. Rick Everly does their special teams, and he's done an unbelievable job for us. Special teams-wise, I got a lot of faith in him. A lot of times he asks my opinion, and I just say, whatever you think. I mean, that's how much trust I got in him and what he does. And, you know, Brady Goodman on the offensive side of the ball, he's a great young coach. He's going to be a super coach before it's all said and done. Les Greer's helping us out with the defensive line, does a great job with those guys, gets them ready. And I think he's having fun, you know. Kevin Wicks does our secondary. So, Kevin's new to our staff and has brought a lot of energy. And he's a hard worker. So, I can't say enough about those guys and the time that they put in. It's amazing how much time these guys spend away from their own families with these kids and how much they love our kids.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. I know that Thanksgiving in there, how does that change what you do this week?
Doesn't change anything. We're going to, we'll practice in the morning because we're out of school on Wednesday and Thursday. But Monday and Tuesday will be the same. We're not going to change any of our routine whatsoever. Wednesday we'll practice in the morning. It'll be a regular Wednesday practice. Thursday morning we'll come in for a walkthrough. You know, I've been preaching to our kids for 3 years. You know, there's no better feeling than practicing on Thanksgiving. The first thing they do is they look at you like you're out of your mind. Practicing on Thanksgiving, that's what parents always say. You can't practice on Thanksgiving. Well, we're going to practice on Thanksgiving. And if you ain't there, you ain't gonna play. I
mean, turkey tastes good.
It's good. I mean, you know, tell me what you do on Thanksgiving morning. You get up, you cook a little bit, you get ready for football. So we're gonna go out and we're gonna practice a little football before we start eating. You know, it's a great feeling to be out there and know that you're one of four teams left in the state of Tennessee, and that you're playing for a state championship the next night.
Coach, it is a lot of fun. I always go back to what Gary said. When Christmas lights are up and you're eating turkey, you've had a very good football season.
The greatest pleasure on earth is when you drive home after practice on Thanksgiving Day and they're playing Christmas music on the radio. You know that you've had a good season.
Well, hopefully it will continue for another couple of weeks. We'll be there on Friday night. But what I encourage folks to do, if you like listening to the radio, that's great. We enjoy that. But take your radio with you, because they're portable, and sit in the stands and cheer on these Eagle Stars.
Get out. Get your tickets early. We'll be selling them Monday and Tuesday. We need a great crowd there. These kids deserve a great crowd there. They deserve a rowdy crowd. It's going to take everybody in this town and in our school and in our community to beat this football team coming in, and we're excited for that challenge.
It's been a long time since we've had a semifinal game here in Rutherford County now.
It's been a while, I think, yeah.
Well, let's do it. All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Wyatt joining us this morning, 33-20 winners over Riverdale. They play Maryville on Friday night. 6:30 will begin our pregame, and 7 o'clock is the kickoff, and we'll have it on the radio this Friday. A little post-Thanksgiving football for you. When we come back, John Dinkins has conversation straight ahead with Eagleville coach Steve Carson as we continue the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner.
Show your true blue with Middle Tennessee gear from Lightning's Locker Room. From dry fit hats and visors, moisture management tees and polos, official Nike apparel, to signs, portable canopies, and more, Lightning's